Babe, I'm not asking you to lie for me. A hero would never do that. And I don't want you to pretend to be something you're not. Just, when we get to the gala, try not to advertise the specifics of our relationship. I'm not asking you to hide our relationship. That's not what I want. I don't view us, what we have, as make-believe. But the press, the people of this city, they have certain expectations of me. Expectations about the type of man the hero of the people should be dating. Well, if I'm being real here, they're kind of expecting a Prince Harry. Have you met the guy Captain Victory is dating? That's exactly the type they're expecting. I'm not saying you have to be like him. You don't. Don't ever try to be someone else for me. If you're going to start accompanying me to these public events, I need you to present a toned-down version of what we have, what we are. You want me to say it? Lay it out brick for brick? Fine, I'll lay down the law on this. I don't want you acting too needy while we're out tonight. Got it? When this limo pulls up, I want you to act like a grown-up. Back at home, in private, I'm still your mommy. You're still my baby boy. But in the public eye, we're equals. I'm the hero of the city, can lean on, and you're my responsible, supportive, significant other. So, no whining, no misbehaving to get my attention, and under no circumstance are you to call me mommy out loud. Understood? Thanks, baby. If tonight goes well, I'll be very appreciative towards you. As in, you can ask for anything you want later. But for tonight, meet me halfway on this, okay? Okay. We're here. Ready? Smile for the cameras, baby boy. You want me to say something? Fine, I'll talk. You know, I'm a very forgiving woman. The Tribune literally called me the picture of mercy once. But tonight, it really feels like you went out of your way to test me. You don't see it that way? I can give you examples if you need them. Fine. You know the red carpet serves a practical function, right? Beyond just being a brightly colored carpet, it marks the path you're supposed to stay on as a guest. We follow the red carpet into the gala while the public is supposed to stay back. Now, the only reason I can think of for you to wander away from me so often, even off the carpet, is because you wanted me to grab you by the neck and guide you along. I assume this is what you wanted because you forced me to do it so often. But it wasn't an honest mistake. Distractedly wandering away from me, I know, because you kept looking back at me, checking to see if I was following you into the crowd. And you only seemed to wander when I was talking to a reporter, especially the male reporters. Is that it? Not enough attention was being paid to you. They weren't asking you any questions, so you had to run off. I'm sorry if I hurt you, taking you by the neck like that, but you worried me. My hearing is superb, but someone in the crowd could have had a weapon. That reminds me, you gave my enemies a couple of advantages tonight. That hickey you gave me, when we stopped for press photos by the door. I told you before, some of my villains don't know I'm not bulletproof. But after you bit my neck tonight, they might figure it out. Good thing I was wearing my high collar tonight. Or was that part of your plan? Mr. Justice certainly noticed. When my old sidekick saw the hickey, he told me I should have spoken to you. Sternly. Which is his way of saying I should have had you on a leash. I didn't want to admit that. We've been over this several times. Telling you not to mark me while we're in public. But the lesson never seems to stick. Does it, babe? I'm adding your treatment of Mr. Justice to the list tonight, by the way. He was in no way out of line asking me for a dance. That's how we convey mission-critical information at public events. When he leaned in for a slow dance, that's what you saw. He was whispering the stalker's next villainous masterstroke to me. He doesn't have a thing for me, if that's what you think. Tabloid rumors. So, your rudeness towards him was just that. Rudeness without a purpose. To an old friend. I could have explained it if you asked. Instead, you were busy pulling your little stunt at the banquet. You look hot. Do you remember telling me that? We're sitting there, surrounded by members of the press, city councils, prosecutors, and off-duty heroes. And what do you say? You look hot. It's juvenile. Everything you did tonight was juvenile. Trying to get my attention when there's so much at stake. And when I wouldn't pay attention, what do? You stare at my tits while we're eating throughout the whole meal just because I'm wearing my skin-tight latex and cape tonight. You know I have enhanced olfactory senses. Not only could I see your erection under the table, I could smell your pre-cum. Then came the cherry on top of the whole evening, the real reason we left early. The reason I'm starting to question whether I can take you out in public. I told you, didn't I? I told you, leave the mommy talk at home. Leave the mommy talk at home. Meet me halfway. Didn't I say that? So what do? The mayor is barely finished with his speech, tucking in his napkin, and you decide it's your time to shine. I just can't believe your timing wasn't on purpose. It wasn't, was it? In the dead silence, while the press is still taking notes and the guests are getting settled, that's when you pipe up. Mommy, may I use the restroom? Was it a slip-up? I don't know anymore. Maybe I'll just have to start keeping you home whenever I go to these press gatherings. Or I acknowledge publicly that you call me Mommy. Are you smiling? That's not a joke. The journalists are tweeting about it. The Tribune already put out a cartoon. It says, "Save me, Mommy." And it's me catching you. You think that's funny? This whole night has been about provoking me, hasn't it? Testing me? Because it sure feels like this has been one test after another to see how much of your childishness I'll put up with. Do you know how fast I am? How strong I am? Then why would you provoke me? Are you fishing for a punishment? Because right now, I don't think punishment is out of the question. You know what? Fine. You want my full attention? You want to be punished? You want to know what my villains feel before I come down on them like justice itself? Run. You heard me. Run, little boy. I'll count to 10. And when I catch you, I'm going to show you how to behave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I want you to know what I said before the event tonight. I meant it. I don't want you to pretend you're something you're not. I don't want to hide us. But I am willing to instruct you from time to time to teach you that not all attention is good attention, and that if you test me, if you act out in public, I'll take it as a sign that you need discipline. And discipline comes from a firm hand which once locked around your ankle won't let go. Now, come out from under that bed. There's my misbehaving little boy. Now, Mommy needs to teach you how to behave in public, don't I? There we go. I'm gonna sit on the edge of the bed and put you over my knees. Underwear down. Good. Mommy wants to see that little bottom turn red. A good boy will be obedient and wouldn't squirm. But with my strength and my hand holding the back of your neck, you can honestly thrash as hard as you want. And it wouldn't stop the punishment you so clearly needed. There we go. There's a good boy. I can feel you getting hard against my thick muscle thighs. That's why we do it over the knee, baby boy. So I can feel my baby boy's cute little cock slipping in and out of my clenched thighs while you squirm. There. You're such a lovely boy, blushing and bucking your hips. Oh no, the punishment isn't over yet. Mommy has to lift you onto the bed now. And those underwear definitely needs to come off. Good boy. Mommy loves the sight of your cute little cock straining and hard and ready for Mommy's mouth. Now, you remember our safe word, don't you? because Mummy's isn't going to stop. It's no use fighting it. Mummy's too strong, remember? No matter how hard you squirm, Mummy's gonna suck all that naughty cum out of this beautiful little cock of yours. You taste so much better when you're in trouble, when your ass and cock have been warmed up by Mummy.
That's right.
That's why Mummy needed to spank you first. It wasn't strictly for discipline. It's so you know this belongs to Mummy. You like it when Mummy inserts a finger into your little pucker while I suck you? Good. Good boy. You were being naughty earlier, but this takes Mummy finger and tongue. Such a good boy. Your little shivers and moans are so delicious, baby boy. But Mummy needs something else tonight. And this is punishment, remember? So lay back while Mummy spreads her legs. Mummy needs to be above you for this. There. Good boy. Let Mummy spread you while I look at your little cock. That way, I can admire what's mine. Fuck, baby boy. That's right. This is Mummy's, isn't it? And it's so lovely. Mummy's gonna squat over you and brush my tits against your face while I kiss my pussy lips against your cock. And just use the head of your cock to rub back and forth over Mummy's clit. Oh. Yes. No, baby boy. Mummy's not going to fuck you yet. This is part of the punishment. It's hard for me to hold back, to keep from fucking my little boy. But Mommy's gonna teach you a lesson. Maybe I'll just soak you with my juices. Maybe I'll get off on top of you, rubbing my button while you watch. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right. You can buck your hips and squirm all you want. But Mummy's not going to fuck you yet. You get Mummy's little button rubbing on you. And maybe a little bit of my tongue, too. But Mummy just wants to admire what's hers now. And maybe, just maybe, Mummy wants to stroke herself a bit. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, good boy. Oh, let Mummy stroke herself against your cute little cock. Oh, when I say your cute little cock, I really mean mine, don't I, darling? Because this is mine, isn't it? Oh, good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, good
Why? Mommy can't help it. You look so good, bucking your hips, trying to fuck yourself against my hand, trying to get a taste of mommy's pussy. What a greedy little boy you are. But you know what? Mommy still needs you to wait. Cause mommy's about, oh God, to come. Oh, are you surprised? Oh, that's right. Mommy's gonna come while admiring you. Just before mommy comes, I need you to. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby boy. Mommy needs to ride you now. Oh, fuck. Oh, there. Oh, God. Now, baby boy, I need you to look down and watch this. See how mommy has only just inserted the tip of your cock? That's so I can stroke you while I ride you. So I can make you a little okay sign with my fingers. That way, you can see your cock twitching when your head finally spurts inside me. But first, mommy's going to, fuck. Fuck, baby boy. Oh, fuck. That's so hot. Did you see mommy's body twitching and writhing on top of this cock, soaking it up? Now, be a good boy. Mommy's gonna hold on to your hips and start grinding on you so I can make you all slick with my juices before you come. Are you ready, puppy? Here we go. That's right. Just focus on watching your cock disappear into mommy's pussy over and over. Feel how tightly I can clench onto you. Oh, you like that, puppy? You like seeing mommy's breast bounce fucking you like this? Oh, there we go. Now watch me as I stop and hover over you, using my fingers to jack you off into my pussy. I can see your eyes rolling. Oh, is this driving you crazy? Oh, that's right. Fuck, baby boy. This is your punishment. Remember that. Anytime you act up in public, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to fuck you like the misbehaving little boy you are. And make you watch as I jerk you off into me. Make you watch as you get your mommy pregnant. Oh, did that surprise you? That's right. Mommy's gonna make her puppy breed her. And I want you to come really, really hard when you do it. So do it for me, puppy. Oh, come for me. Come for me, knowing that you're getting your mommy pregnant. Knowing that as you watch your cock just and spurt and shoot your load up in me, you're breeding your mommy. Oh, come for me. Oh, be my good boy. Come for me. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do after you come inside, mommy, right? I'm gonna lock my legs around your waist like you're a villain. And I'm putting you in a leg hold. And I'm going to hold you inside me while I have you suck my nipple until that naughty little erection of yours finally goes limp. That way, I know none of my seed has leaked out. That's right. Good boy. Such a good boy. Oh, I can feel you twitching. And Mommy loves it. This is where Puppy belongs, right? Inside Mommy. Oh, so do it. Oh, come for me. Come for me, Puppy. Oh, come for Mommy. Oh, good boy. Against Mommy. That way none of you leaks out. Oh, you're Mommy's good little boy now, aren't you? And you know what? I've decided that it's okay if the press knows about us. Especially if you're gonna be a daddy soon. So enjoy this, Puppy. You can act like a brat whenever we're in public. You can even call me Mommy in front of the press. But it doesn't matter, because soon we'll be Mommy and Daddy.